Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, Shabbat Shalom, everybody that's out there. And I was going to make this a non-live video, but I figured since it is the Sabbath day and it's a topic about the Sabbath, and I know other people might struggle or have the same issue, I'd make a live video. And doing a live video helps me to be more open as people are on here listening to me. It gives me less of a chance for thinking about and correcting something I might have said, but it helps me be more transparent, open, and honest. And I had a situation arise today, and I normally do a daily Bible reading on a consistent basis, and I will get to that today. But after a situation arose today, I do believe the Yah Spirit has prompted me to do this video. And before I do that, and I do believe there are other people out there that are going through similar struggles as I am with this today. So, and just with this issue in general. So I definitely felt I need to get this video out. It doesn't put me in the best light of things. I'm not doing this to get approval or negative construction or anything like that. I'm just trying to be as transparent with people as possible and to just let you know the daily struggles I deal with on a regular basis, and I know people suffer with as well, but also the glory and the praise of Yahweh. So it's been a very interesting morning. First thing I do is I struggle with the Sabbath day because I have a fellowship on Friday nights that ends pretty late. And part of me loves the Sabbath because it's the one day a week I get to sleep in, and I get to not set my alarm clock. I get to sleep in and get rest, and the Sabbath day is a day of resting. But the other time, I think, you know, I'm cheating Yahweh because every day I get up early to get my work done. I get up super early to get my work done. But then the Sabbath day comes and I sleep in, which Yahweh says He gives sleep to His beloved. But at the same time, I should be getting up earlier. So part of me feels I should be getting up earlier so I have even more time to spend with Yahweh, not less time. It's like you go to a job every day, you get up early, go to a job every day. But then Sabbath comes, and you can get up early to spend time with Yah, but instead you sleep in. And this is something I've always struggled with, but it's something I have to do. I do a Friday night show very late, and it's difficult to go to sleep so late and get up so early, and you know, and to be healthy and just to be at my best. So I'm not against sleeping in on a Sabbath. I just sometimes I think maybe I should be up even earlier on this day. So I always get a start to my Sabbath day. Now, my Sabbath day should be doing nothing, so it shouldn't matter. But I host a local fellowship, and I also do a daily morning prayer, and I know many people are waiting for that. And I also do my daily Bible reading, so people are waiting for that. Now, my situation particularly, I have gotten myself in a situation where I didn't make the best decisions in my life, and I ended up getting divorced years ago, and I have children that I co-parent with the children's mother. And because of the situation I am in my job, I'm able to homeschool my children all week. But because of the family court decision, we split our children. And it leaves me only my ex-spouse works full-time. So the only time she has off is on the weekend. So to make a long story short, the situation I got myself into, my children have to leave my covering on the Sabbath and be with their mother on the Sabbath. And this creates a tremendous void on so many levels of my children not being under my covering in general all the time, but on the Sabbath. And it creates a tremendous void knowing that their mother doesn't see the scriptures the same way I do and doesn't observe the Sabbath, and knowing that she might lead my children a different way. Now, it gives me great comfort to know that Yahweh is not, they're His children before they're my children, and He's ultimately going to take care of them, and it's going to work out. But I got myself in a situation this week and today in particular. And there's a post on the Torah Life Ministries group. It was another thing. I want to get off all internet, especially on the Sabbath. I don't want to be going on Facebook on the Sabbath. I don't want to answer my phone on the Sabbath. But number one, with my phone, since my children, I speak to them every day. So since they're not with me on the Sabbath, I got to leave my phone on all day and all night in case they call me. So I can't just ignore phone calls. And the other thing is with the internet, I run a Torah Life group, and there's a lot of activity there on the Sabbath and also on there's several groups I run. So I want to be part of that. I want to be with people. Online fellowship is important. So and then, you know, my Friday night hangout. So I can't completely shut and stay away from the computer for the Sabbath. I think it's a great thing that people do that. But so this morning I got myself in a situation, and it's really interesting. This week, a rental that I have, one of the appliances broke, and I repent for this. I really do, and I'm not here to get people's, you know, I told you so, or too bad for you, or you did wrong. I know what I did wrong, but the people called me up. I had the repair people come out to check about the dishwasher that broke, and they said, and I'm being as transparent as possible with you here, so bear with me. And it's just this morning, I'm running late. I have a fellowship to do, but I really feel it's important to get this message out. So the people, I tried to fix the dishwasher, and I've learned a lot, and I thought I was able to, but I wasn't able to fix it. So I contacted the local appliance people to fix it. And they called me up on Thursday, and or we spoke on Thursday, and they said they're going to have to send somebody out to look at it. I said, that's fine. Please, just don't send them on the Sabbath. Just don't send them on the Sabbath. Well, they didn't send them on the Sabbath. They sent them yesterday. And I told them, please call me when you do send them. I wanted to make sure they didn't send them on the Sabbath, because I don't want to create any issue of breaking the Sabbath. And at the same time, I said, you know, call me when you do send them, because I want to know what's going on and be kept in the loop. Well, they didn't call me when they sent them. And they didn't send them on the Sabbath. They sent them yesterday, which was Friday. So bear with me here. So bear with me here. So I got, now somebody else has wanted to come to the fellowship today. Hold on. Let me just reply to this person. Okay, so I just had people trying to come to the fellowship, so I just got to get back to them. So anyway, back to the story. So I get up today later than I'd like to get up, get off to a start, a later start than I usually like to get off with, up with. And I bought recently a pass for my daughters to a local trampoline park, and which is a whole nother issue of just not the best environment just because of the music they play. But I'm there keeping an eye on things, and I got them a pass, and I think it's much better than children being home, sitting on videos and TV or so on to be active. So, and I'm all into activity. So there's good and bad in that. So anyway, I got them a pass, but I specifically told my daughters, I said, hold on, all these people. Hold on. Okay, so I specifically told my daughters, even though this passes for 7 days, I don't want you using this pass on the Sabbath. I don't want you going to this park on the Sabbath because it's breaking the Sabbath. I tried to explain to them how busy it was and how much it's work, and they shouldn't be doing that, and so on. Well, you know, children, all they said, okay. You know, we understand. So be it. Now, the children's, their friends on my side of the family, all their friends are pretty much into scripture, and they're into the Bible, they're into the Torah. But their mom's side, their friends are not. They're not believers. They're not, certainly not into Torah. And Sabbath doesn't mean much to them. So here's a situation. And I got up today and my daughter called me up. She says that she didn't, she was concerned or she had an issue. I said, what's the issue? She says, her mom wants to take her to their friends called, their friends are going to the trampoline park. Their mom wants to take them to the trampoline park. And I said, you know, well, we had this discussion about this, you know, and you don't have to go. And, but she said, but she wanted to go. She wanted to have fun with her friends. So it was a great opportunity for me to talk to her about the Sabbath and remind her. We had a wonderful conversation about the Sabbath. And I let her know that, number one, I loved her no matter what she decides to do. I made that clear to her. Number two, I let her know that ultimately she's not with me on this day. And even though I desire to be her covering and I will pray for her and her decision, it's ultimately not my decision in what she does. But I also told her it's not her mom's decision either. I said it's her decision to make the decision she wants to make. It's just a terrible situation for a Torah-believing man or any man to be with, that they don't have control over a situation with their children. And in years past, I know from a health standpoint, when there were situations of divorce and separations, one family would feed the kid unhealthy, one family would feed it healthy. And I always felt sorry for that person that was trying to do the health thing. Well, this situation is not easy. And those of you that are single parents or co-parenting, you know how difficult this situation is. Well, you know, so I made it clear to my daughter that I loved her, but I also explained to her in the most loving way I can that there are consequences for breaking Sabbath and consequences for sin. And those consequences might not happen immediately, but God sees everything and he knows everything. And just because of his wonderful mercy, it doesn't give us an excuse to just think that it's going to be okay. Whatever she decided, I was going to love her. And also more important, our Creator is going to love her no matter what she decided. But she has to understand a whole lecture about decision versus emotion and all this stuff. And, you know, we spoke about it. And I understand it's not difficult for a girl. And I made it clear to her, I'm not perfect in this either. After all these years, I am not perfect, and I do my best, and we got to do our best. But we have to just try to live less off emotions and more off decisions, and just speaking to her in a loving, caring way. Now, it's an interesting situation what happened. So the next thing that happened was, as I'm speaking to her, well, there's several things that happened here. The first thing is her sister, her little sister, who is a little young to be having discussions on the same level with on this, even though I talked to her about the Sabbath, came in and said, Mom said we're not going because it's too crowded. Well, first, my daughter says it's hard for me to make this decision. And my heart goes out to children that are in these types of situations, and they have to decide. And I said, you're not doing anything against me, you know, but it is something against our Creator. And I didn't want to make her feel convicted, but she said she felt so bad. And I said, well, you know, I don't feel good that you feel bad, but I feel good that you feel bad. That's the Holy Spirit convicting you. It's not me and my words. And that's how it should be. And we should feel bad enough where we don't do it, where we don't make that decision to break his commandments. That's the point we want to get to. That's maturity. That's being a mature believer and being close to Yahweh, where we feel bad enough where we decide not to do our pleasures and our emotional things we want to do. As I'm talking to her, her sister comes in and says, Mom says we're not going because it's going to be too crowded today. And I said, you see, look at this. Look what just happened. Then she comes in again and says, well, now we are going. So my daughter's really confused now and doesn't know what to do and how to handle the situation. So as that happens, I get on Torah Life Ministries and I see this here. This post that says, so my husband has made me feel terrible for wanting to order groceries on a Sabbath and pick them up. Walmart grocery pickup, our food stamps coming on a Sabbath. He thinks that driving to Walmart on a Sabbath and getting the food is breaking the Sabbath. Any thoughts? He got really angry. So as I'm talking to my daughter and this pops up, I'm like, wow. And let me see some of these replies. And as I'm looking at these replies, I keep getting another phone call, and I'm not sure who it is. And several people are calling me. So some of the replies here. So stick with me with this story. I hope you're all with me here. So it says, so someone writes, He's right. Causing someone else to work is no different than working yourself. Somebody else says, well, it is breaking the Sabbath, so good for him. Well done, husband. Way to be a good lead. Somebody else writes, it would be breaking the Sabbath, but was he angry or just correcting and guiding you? So that's what somebody said. And then somebody else said, it's a service. He's right. And it will be and will be held accountable if he didn't stop you. Any gathering is also work. So that's a whole nother subject. So it says, you should look up scripture about Sabbath, no buying or selling. So these are just some of the comments I'm reading. And there's questions about the Sabbath here. It says, somebody says, I think you should wait till dark. Somebody says he's correct. Wait for Sunday. Then somebody says, when you're new in this walk, it may take a bit of time to learn and plan ahead for the Sabbath. We have 6 days to shop for our families, to clean a house, and to do what we need to do on the Sabbath. So somebody says, we double down and work really hard on Fridays to prepare to take care of the Sabbath. It's called a preparation day. So most people were against it. But then somebody says, being angry and showing anger are different. Him showing anger is not okay. It's not okay. So that's what somebody said. And then somebody said, being angry isn't a sin, but showing anger isn't a sin, but hurting someone in anger is a sin. So now it got into the side of this question, and I started to think about my reply to my daughter, and I was feeling really good about my reply to my daughter, because assuring her of my love for her, assuring her of Yahweh's love for her, regardless of what she decides, but letting her know that it's wrong, leading her to feel convicted on whatever she does, to know that even though the consequences might not come today, the consequences will come. And reading these, somebody here says, I personally disagree, but I don't live in your house. I think you should comply with your husband. He's right, but all things should be taught, spoken, in love. So a whole bunch of replies here, and not everyone agreed. Some people said they thought it was fine. They didn't see any issue with doing this, because if you're hungry and anger is a bad thing. So some people were not okay with this. Somebody says, well, if there's no food in the house and you're hungry, I guess it would be okay. I don't necessarily agree with that. I fast often on the Sabbath, and I think it's not okay for that reason specifically. So be it. The board's going on and on. So then I get a phone call on the other line. So my daughter had to go get off the phone for a second. So then I get another phone call, and here's what I repent for. I get a phone call from the people from the dishwasher situation, and they said, well, we got the report for you for what happened with the dishwasher and what's wrong with it. Now, obviously, I'm curious to know, well, what's wrong with it? So, did they fix it? Do I need to get another one? What's the situation? Now, the mature thing as a believer, and I repent for not doing this, would have been, I don't want to hear anything. I shouldn't have picked up the phone. It's a Sabbath. Call me Monday morning. I admit I was wrong. I admit I repent, and so on. But what I did was, well, what's the problem? And I said, well, the dishwasher's broke. It's going to cost this much money to fix it. Or we could just order a new one and deliver it next week. Now, I didn't stay there and try to think in my head and look for excuses to break the Sabbath. Well, if they deliver it next week, it's not really breaking the Sabbath because they're not really working or whatever. They're not doing this. And you know, I didn't get into that part. I didn't go that far. Like, my daughter was trying to negotiate with me over the phone saying, well, it's not really, we already got the pass and we already paid for it. So we're not really making the people work. And just trying to look for all excuses to break the Sabbath. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that. I thought to myself, and I don't do that. So I didn't say, well, let me think about this. If they bring the dishwasher another day, it's going to be next week. It's not going to be on the Sabbath and blah, 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 and all this stuff. My mistake was I shouldn't not answer the phone. And even when I answered the phone, I should have said, please call me back Monday. I'll let you know Monday what to do. Whatever. The lady said, this is how much it's going to cost to fix it. But if you want to order another used one, it'll cost this much, and they'll deliver it. What do you want to do? So I simply said, and I was going through all this other stuff. I said, well, just order a new one. Don't deliver it on a Saturday. Order a new one, and they have my card on file, whatever. You know, charge my card, order a new one, and have a good day, whatever. So wrong. So bad. Such conviction. Immediately. I shouldn't have picked up the phone. I shouldn't have replied. I should have said, call me Monday. So here I am trying to correct my daughter while I'm almost guilty of the same thing, not the same exact situation. And technically, I could technically say, well, it's not really the Sabbath, and they, you know, and I didn't make them, you know, no, I'm wrong. I admit it. I know. And this is how the enemy can trick us and deceive us and get us emotionally upset, and we could do something wrong, whatever. The dishwasher is not being delivered on a Sabbath. They're not ordering anything on a Sabbath. They're probably not even going to charge my card until who knows when, but I shouldn't have done that. I should have respected the Sabbath enough to just say, call me Monday. My daughter, the key is I spoke to her in love, and I told her about the consequences. I told her about the maturity. I told her about these things. This situation here, I just replied to it that it's not about the Sabbath. It's about relationship. It's not about the Sabbath. It's about a relationship. You need to understand this. And this is what the key is. I think this lady that wrote this this thing here about the Sabbath and breaking the Sabbath, her issue was not the Sabbath. Her issue was relationship. The relationship with a husband and a relationship with Yahweh. First of all, by saying no to a husband or doing something that her husband wanted, especially as a spiritual head of the house that she went against, that's the major issue, number one. Number two, she's going against Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. Relationship issue. Not giving reverence to her husband or Yahweh, but doing what she thought was best. And it might not, it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. She thought, hey, my family needs food. I got to get them food. But what she thought would be best. It was relationship was the issue here. And yes, you know, a husband had every right to not feel good about the situation. I don't know how the conversation went. There's going to be consequences one way or the other for not giving reverence in relationship. And just like I explained to my daughter, and I explained to everyone here, Yahweh has given us his guidelines and instructions to bless us. To bless us. And when we don't receive that blessing and we ignore that blessing, we bring curses upon ourselves. We open up the door for the enemy for his attacks. We create a situation that puts ourselves in danger. Me as a parent for my children, and I'm sure Yahweh as our father, does not want to see us put ourselves in danger. And through my love and grace of my children, and Yahweh's love and grace for me, he disciplines us often so we would get it right and figure it right. He shows tremendous patience with us. We're to show tremendous patience with our children and in a marriage with our spouses. It's a tremendous thing. It really comes down to relationships. The Bible is not a book, just a book of rules and laws. The Bible is a book of relationships. That's what it is. And reverence and roles and history. And Yahweh wants us to have a relationship with him. And he wants us to understand what love is. And to extend it to others and give it to others. I can tell you of all the issues I had in my relationship with my ex-spouse. The Sabbath, until the end, at the end it became an issue. Because she decided to work on the Sabbath. But for the most part of my marriage, the Sabbath wasn't an issue. There were many other issues that affected our relationship in a negative way. The Bible says when strife is there, the enemy is near. When strife is there, the enemy is near. We have to remember that. All days, especially the Sabbath day, is a day of shalom. A day that we should experience shalom. And whether that means staying in bed and not turning on the phone, or fellowshipping with a lot of people, or fellowshipping online, if you're not feeling Yahweh's peace and shalom and joy in your life in general, something is not where it should be in your relationship with Yahweh. And that will lead to issues with your relationship with others. But especially on the Sabbath day, if you're not feeling the peace and shalom, You need to be aware of the attacks of the enemy and what he tries to do through spiritual warfare, because there's a battle going on. There's a battle going on. So that's why I said, I gotta pray. So I was able to just slow down everything. And then I had, by the way, my brother was calling me up on the other line, asking me to help him with something while he was breaking the Sabbath. I didn't even take that phone call because I knew what that was going to be. But I just had to stop everything and say, I woke up late. I got involved and speak to my daughter. And I was getting late. And I realized I hadn't prayed yet. Normally, the first thing I do is I'll pray. Or at least I'll get up, go to the bathroom, and then I'll pray. So I didn't do that yet. So I had to slow down everything. We just did our morning prayer. I do my personal prayer. We do our morning prayer. One and the same, sometimes different, but I had to pray. That's the first thing. And I wanted to pray with my daughter. She was being rushed by her mom on the other end of the phone. She was already feeling convicted enough. I told her, I said, sweetie, I'm going to be praying for you, and I want you to pray to our Creator. I didn't want to stand there with her and pray with her. I did pray over her. I did say a little prayer, but I didn't want to make her feel any worse as for my own words convicting her. So I said, I'll leave that between you and Yahweh. Just ask Yahweh to open up a way, to find a way, and have a conversation with Yahweh. And I got to speak to my relationship with Yahweh, and I prayed for her. I repented for myself and what I did. I prayed for this lady and this person here and her husband. Please don't let this get in the way of you. This is how the enemy will get in the way. When strife is there, the enemy is near. And there's something like this. The woman not having reverence to her husband's spiritual guidance in the house will lead to some severe consequences. Because in my opinion of this woman's lack of reverence, not on purpose, of Yahweh and her husband's spiritual guide, to create this tremendous issue that is an open door to the enemy. In no way I am talking negative to this woman or about this man. The thing is, listen, we have to understand that these are our brothers and sisters. These are our brothers and sisters. And we have to, the Bible says we are to judge, but not to tear down, but to lift up. We are judged not to tear down, but to lift up. And this is what we must do. We must have judgment on each other and on ourselves, and to want judgment, to call it reverence, right? Or just to, not reverence, what was the word? Discernment, to make the best choice in the best situations and to learn so much and not do these things. So we need to pray for each other and with each other and understand we're all in this together. It's a body and we're all part of the body.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overtaken.